Let's now talk about taking this field minister role and taking it into some specializations. So how to work through the system here is to basically go to the credential panel. So you go to your home page. Let me show you here. So you have your home page. You click your home page. And then you'll see that there is a panel here. And then what you do, I'll make this bigger here. You click to the Alliance Minister Programs. And you'll see the diakonos roles, the presbyteros roles. So diakonos are the core roles, the presbyteros roles, and the episcopos, the advanced roles. So maybe you've already got the licensed weighing officiant. That's already done. And now you're here at the field minister. And what's great about this is everything we talked about in previous lessons are right here. And you can just click over to them, and then when you've got one done, then you can go on to others. But what's so neat is that if you become a field minister and this lights up, it opens the door for specializations. So let's talk about the specializations now. So here's one, the matchmaker specialization. I did talk about that previously. There's the kingdom minister specialization that deals with, you know, let's say you're just called to work online or in the community. There's men's ministry, prayer specialization, senior adult specialization, all abilities specialization. Those are specializations often thought of with those with disabilities. There's the church revitalization specialization. This is really excellent if you're helping your pastor revitalize your local church. There's the sex education specialization, and this is a new area in the church right now, in the ministry, websites that deal with, you know, helping hot monogamy be something that is prized and cherished in a world that is basically assaulting Christian understanding of marriage and sexuality. There's navigating conflict. And that deals with, and this is a huge area right now where we have conflict everywhere. And as a field minister in a local church, you can become the navigate conflict minister as a designated as a field minister, but you have that area of conflict resolution. Actually, it's more than conflict resolution. It's basically navigating through conflict. There will be conflict. That we know. There's house church planting specialization. You know, I could see a need for a minister becoming a field minister and starting a house church. You're a minister. You can do weddings and all of that. You're a field minister, and you can take that to that next level. There's the Bible study, youth ministry, women's ministry, ministry biz specialization. You know, I could see that's such a fun one where you could be a field minister, open up a coffee shop. You are a minister. You could perform weddings from those who come to your coffee shop. You're embedded. I was at an exponential conference in Orlando last week, and they were talking about these embedded ministers in communities that have coffee shops, and since you can do weddings, you can then do ceremonies, and you're just embedded in a community. So you're a field minister embedded in the community. And what's great about Christian leaders, you can go on to more and more minister roles like licensed and ordained and keep getting trained. But you start right away as a ministry biz field or a field minister with a ministry biz specialization. There's evangelism, visitation. This is really amazing for like an elder in a local church is you're not only an elder, but you're a field minister specializing in visitation to help the senior minister or the pastor of the church meet the needs of the congregation even more effectively. The same with pastoral care, very similar to visitation. Church planting specialization. What I like about that one is maybe you're a part of a church planting team And you even moved. We have some exciting examples of church planting teams have moved with the Called Church Planter, and they're taking this specialization. So they're a minister on board, a volunteer minister. They have another bivocational job, but they also understand church planting and what that's all about. Marriage specialization is very similar to the sex conversation and sex education conversation specialization. What I like is both those specializations put together, and now in a local church, the ministry can be offered in some of those areas where you as a field minister are specialized in those areas to give help and wholeness to people looking for answers. There's the preaching specialization. We've seen that works very well in rural churches where they have a minister and they're smaller and the elder deacon has to preach for the minister. And here's a specialization that just a small amount of time, relatively speaking, there's a lot of this amazing ministry training and then advanced Bible study specialization that takes the basic skills and take them one step further. So these specializations are so exciting. So you can become designated as a field minister and then develop a specialization. You know what I find so fun is to see what God does when you begin the journey of ministry training, credentialing, and then there's all these opportunities for you to take that next step. Again, this is a beautiful time to be alive, to be a minister, and to become a field minister.